Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a second mass kidnapping within a week in Afghanistan. Afghan provincial officials say the Taliban Wednesday abducted at least 17 bus passengers in the north of the country. A government spokesman says residents of the Balkhab district were traveling to the capital of Saripul province when the Taliban kidnapped them. The spokesman said tribal elders are negotiating their release. The U.S. State Department says global terrorism is a threat. It's becoming increasingly centralized, with groups such as Islamic State spreading its reach into regions including Southeast Asia, Russia's North Caucasus, and Africa. It released its annual report on terrorism. While al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and al-Shabaab continue to launch destabilizing attacks, the department says IS remained the greatest threat globally last year, with a formidable force in Syria and Iraq. Three of the gunmen who attacked a Mogadishu hotel Wednesday were killed today in a shootout with authorities. A fourth attacker was killed the day before. Security forces rescued 57 hostages being held by the gunmen at the Ambassador Hotel. The death toll in the incident has been put at 24. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted the hotel because it is used by Somali government officials. Efforts to get aid of the victims of Syria's civil war are being hampered by the Syrian government. The regime of President Bashar al-Assad has yet to agree on a broad opening of certain areas to humanitarian convoys, and the government is also continuing a siege on regions held by opposition groups. This is VOA News.